Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Health Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry. Maybe. I think you're muted. Of course, maybe you can't hear me. That's always a possibility. Let's see. We'll be going any moment. It's all going to come together. I feel it happening. I'm not sure if Sherry can hear me. Does anybody over at... I'll do this announcement while we're figuring that out. this will come together, I promise you. That the replay of this show, because I know what we're talking about is thyroid issues and looking at the software talking about thyroid, that this is really... powerfully great information. So the audio portion of the show will be able to be found at soundhealthoptions.com. Click on the radio tab, then click on the click on Happy Hour for today's show, and you'll see it in that player there, I believe. And we'll also have it available at Sound Health Options. Click on the radio tab, and then in that tab, in that pull down, will be a Blog Talk Radio archives, and you'll see this show there today as well. And I know that Sherry, well, so you're hearing me over there, but I'm not hearing you at all at Blog Talk Radio, Sherry. So I don't know how that's going to show, and I'm not hearing you. We're not actually having a conversation, so I don't know how that's going to work. Well, you'll hear all this at the replay. Sherry will post the replay for the video, and you'll hear this all in one thing. I'll go ahead and talk about a couple. Well, no, I'd actually rather have Sherry have that up on the screen for the WebEx crowd. We are sponsored by... No, I'll let Sherry do that. She's calling right back in. I think we're having a little technical glitch. Post-eclipse, post-big solar event. The moon was huge, enormous. And then early in, I think in 10 days or so, we have the vernal equinox. So it's an exciting time, both energetically in the world. Boy, howdy. Wow. Is that amazing out there or what? And she's going to call back in moments from now, or so I hear. I wonder if Blog Talk Radio is, but you guys are saying that you're hearing me over there at WebEx, but I'm not hearing Sherry, then I don't see Sherry at WebEx either. I mean at Blog Talk. So I don't know. Let's see now.
Hi, Richard.
I can hear you now.
All right, on with the show.
Congratulations, we got it. It all came together. I know it'll come together. Go ahead.
You said hello to me. I'm going to say hello back and hello to all of our audience. We are simultaneously broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio over there with Richard. He has a chat, and that's important, that chat this evening. And I'm here on Sound Health Options in Ohio. And we are video broadcasting. We have a guest in the studio that is going to help us do our demonstration this evening. And we are also going to give away at least 2 copies of our thyroid software. So if you want to be part of that giveaway, you will need to get in touch with us if you are with Richard over there on his chat, but I can take the people from the WebEx chat that I'm doing and just pull people out of the hat. So if you're with us on WebEx and you went through soundhealthoptions.com to our radio tab to get to the show, you are automatically entered. And if you're not sure whether you're entered or not, you can write to me at Sherry, Sharry Edwards, at gmail.com. We're sponsored this evening by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, and we have something absolutely thrilling to share with you this evening, not just about thyroid information, because that's hardy enough for you, but we have a new function on our online workstation that we're going to show to you, and you can enter the world of bioacoustic predictive health. I demonstrated this for Richard this morning, and he was pretty blown away by it.
It was Richard. I mean, it's amazing because we've come such a long way from, you know, having a machine, having almost a dedicated laptop that you have to have you have to download them, you have to install it, you do all this, and Sherry just logs it now that with the Sound Health portal, you can go there.
Don't tell them all of it.
I won't tell you everything. I'm not telling you everything, but I'm just saying you're online in a browser and you open up the Sound Health portal and you're there and you don't have to download anything. You just have to make a recording and then it's like you go to town. It's amazing.
It is so much less work and so much easier. We've got doctors jumping on board with us. We're discovering things that conventional medicine couldn't look at. And if I had to pick out one thing where conventional medicine really flubs up, it's with the thyroid. I've been a victim of it. We had somebody a couple of weeks ago that was here because their heart rate was so irregular and no medication, no nothing was helping. And we looked at him on this workstation, and it was really the thyroid. The thyroid has a lot to do with your heart irregularities or regularities. So we're going to go through a little PowerPoint to show you what to look for. And then we have a guest, and we're going to take her vocal print and show you how you guys can do this even without having the software. Richard, I know you have an important announcement.
I'll try and keep this brief. As we know, I was talking about environmental things, but I'll try and keep it brief. This is good news. Is the California judge rules against Monsanto and allows cancer warnings on Roundup. For the state of California, Roundup can now be labeled as a possible carcinogen. And as we've seen in other states, Vermont did this with some things. I don't know that it was Roundup, but it was something that eventually what happens is the manufacturer, it doesn't want to print one run just for one state, so they end up changing their labeling. So currently, this Fresno County Superior Court judge ruled and saying, you know, they actually have to label Roundup as a possible carcinogen. I'll post that article in both chats in just a couple minutes. And the other one I'm not in such a good mood about, the title of this article is Who's Killing the Electric Car?, which if we recall, for those of us that follow electric cars, there was a documentary about, you know, I'll say 10 years ago, which probably means 15, talking about how they killed the electric car. RAV had put out and GM had put out an electric SUV and then leased them and had gathered them all up and destroyed them all, literally took them back and destroyed them. Not because it didn't work, but because they could. I don't know. So now what's happening with the electric car, and in California, there's a lot of electric cars. People are commuting. I'm seeing all sorts of different kinds of electric cars. So one of the things they're doing is taking away the tax credit. People who drive electric cars got a tax credit for EV, say, you know, they're taking away the tax credits that support EV sales and leases. So they're making it more expensive to buy the car. And they're also going to actually penalize battery-powered vehicles with higher registration fees because they can. And as this article says, these legislative attacks on EVs bear the fingerprints of big oil. Hates electrification because they're not making money, although, you know, somebody's producing energy for the vehicles. So it's just, it's, you know, I've seen this happen before. And I've also seen this happen in the solar industry about 15 years ago. Solar was really big. Something happened and administration changed maybe, and they started taking away tax credits, started making it more expensive. So solar dipped. So we're in another, you know, game of not, we're certainly not pro environment in this administration.
Okay, and we think
all.
We're free.
Yeah.
We're being controlled by a lot of different directions. I got to sit in a Tesla, didn't get to drive it, but got to sit in a Tesla electric car recently. Very, very nice. And I see more and more of it coming up. But like in Ohio, I'm in Nowhere, Ohio, and there's not even a super station here where you can plug in your car and drive anywhere.
Yeah.
So
you could drive one length of 200 miles, and that's it. You have to park it. Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you for keeping us up on everything environment. I love it, the stuff about Monsanto.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
So thank you. Well, this evening we are going to be talking about the thyroid. As most of you know, the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health is about looking at research about sound and your voice and the frequencies of your voice. We stick a microphone in front of your face, which is what we're going to do to Amber. She's in with us today. And we're going to look at all things thyroid. So I thought I'd give you a little bit of background with that, because for years I was misdiagnosed with a thyroid issue, and I see a lot of you posting that you were also. And I had to hold my head in a certain way to be able to swallow food. And the doctor said, oh, you're just too fat. You're just feeling, what did he say? You're feeling upset, guilty or something about eating. And then it went on a little bit, and then I had to hold my head in a certain way to breathe. And I went back and I said, you know, air doesn't make you fat. You need to do something. He said, all your tests are perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with you. And my head's tilted at about a 90-degree angle, trying to breathe. I said, just to humor me, can you just give me some thyroid meds? And I wasn't fatigued anymore, and I could swallow, and I could breathe. Their tests were trash, and still to this day, they are trash. I like the thyroid one with Dr. Wilson, where you take your temperature before you get up in the morning. And I think that's about the only one that is essential and real. I didn't catch the start where Sherry said she had a place where you can just record the sounds on our website. Okay, just hold on, Ann. We'll get there. They're asking about the portal. If you really want to go there now, it's soundhealthportal.com. Okay, so as we talk about the thyroid, it helps all over the body, and it has all different kinds of diseases. It's not just one, you have a fatty liver or you get a pancreatitis, or it's not just one thing. It's all over. So you can have low thyroid, and we'll talk about those symptoms. High thyroid, Hashimoto's, we'll talk about Graves, and another disease I just discovered today I had never heard of, something called myxedema. And I think it's pretty significant for those of us who want to lose weight. So what does this really look like? And I'm going to show you a couple of pictures. This is the beginning. The thyroid is sitting right here in the neck. and you start to get this extra roll of fat around the thyroid and your throat as the body tries to protect the thyroid. Believe it or not, these are the same woman. One on thyroid, the wrong thyroid for a while, and then one on the right thyroid. That's pretty significant, isn't it? Her neck even looks longer. The rolls of fat are gone. So when you see people with these extra rolls, you know that they have a thyroid issue. If the rolls aren't there at the bottom and it's just a double chin, then it's usually a progesterone issue. So the most common one is low or underactive thyroid. That's where a lot of us are gaining weight. When I had a low thyroid and I was going to school, there was these steps, and it was 17 steps. And I would have given somebody $1,000 if I'd had it to carry me up those steps and get me to class on time. I was that fatigued. Dry skin, hair loss, especially the ends of the eyebrows, depression, constipation, sensitivity to colds and flus, muscle aches, sometimes people mistake that for fibromyalgia, puffy face, especially in the jowls, puffy around the eyes, memory loss, and high thyroid stimulating hormone test. Now that's underactive. Overactive, racing hearts, night sweats, depression, anxiety, swelling of the throat, and sometimes when you swallow, it'll click. Weight gain, so weight gain whether it's high or low, and sometimes there's weight loss. Hair loss goes with all different high, low, muscle aches too, bowel upset, either constipation or loose bowel, memory loss. So I have also put some articles in, oh, this is Hashimoto's. I've skipped this slide. I'm going to put this into the chat for all of you so you can look up these articles later. And I'm going to have to back up one step. Oh, Bob, I accidentally sent these all to you. Can you resend them around to everybody? I don't want to have to do it again. So when we look at overactive thyroid, racing heart, rapid pulse, irregular pulse, weight loss, hair loss, fatigue, loose stools, anxiety, tremors. I didn't know that till I looked it up today. Heat sensitivity, insomnia. That's one of the most common things. Your sleep patterns are just really, really upset. So high, low, Hashimoto's, Graves' disease is another one, and this one is an autoimmune disease. They think thyroid stuff is too, but they haven't proved all of the connections. But Graves' disease, there's a couple of things. One, your eyes look very buggy. You can usually see the whites of the eyes all the way around because there's pressure in the back of the eyeball. The other thing with Graves' disease is the middle section of your finger sort of gets skinny, and the end portion of your fingers look kind of spooned. It's an odd configuration in your fingers. So for Graves' disease, it usually targets the eyes with redness and pain, bulging eyes, puffiness, pressure in the eye sockets, headaches, decreased vision, dry eyes, and sometimes there's been two watery eyes with Graves' disease also. And the other one that I just found today, and I really don't know how to pronounce this, myxedema. And this is too much garbage in the system that the body does not get rid of. Not just fluids, not just lymph tissue, but a lot of garbage in the system, a lot of fatty acids, a lot of sugars, mucopolysaccharides. You can have a toxicity of that, and it lays down lumps under the skin and causing a lumpy kind of swelling. Usually that can be connected to Graves or Hashimoto's. sometimes it's inability to use sugars. So it can occur in hypo or hyper. Sometimes it gets in your connective tissue, and some people think it would be arthritis. But you can look at the man here in the picture. You can see those rolls of fat around his neck. And this is somebody who had an inability to process the fluids, the toxins, back out of the body. And they feel like it's low thyroid because there's just low energy of the body. So there's some thyroid triggers. There's also some thyroid foods you shouldn't eat. I think it's broccoli and celery, but I'm going to give you enough links so that you can look those up for yourself. So thyroid triggers, if you get anemic, blood sugar instability, and that's where you don't get those sugars out of the system, hormone imbalance, adrenal gland dysfunction, gastrointestinal, and I didn't spell intestinal right, food sensitivities or allergies, stealth infections, and chemical sensitivities, like we were talking about with Graves' disease. So we're going to be using a new form, an online form of our Thyroid Essentials software. Now, we're going to give this away in the drawing, but we're going to go online to look at this. We created this many years ago because it was one of the most confounding issues that people had, because conventional medicine just wasn't prepared for how many things were attacking the thyroid all at once. Okay, we're going to start by using, well, I should ask if there's any questions there. Richard, any comments about what I just presented? Is you think it's enough, or I should go more in depth?
I think that's a lot of information. I think it's a lot of great information. I think it would be good for people to see the demo of what you're going to show them, because it's such a great... It makes the rest of this seem approachable. Thyroid can be overwhelming.
I'm going to put in this information about a slideshow that I got some of this information about, so they can go look at it. It's about 32 slides long, and that'd take us an hour to do. So I think I'd rather just do the demonstration. How do I register for the thyroid program drawing? Since you're here, Helen, you're already entered, but if you want to make sure, just write to sherryedwards@gmail.com. And for those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio over there with Richard, you'll have to put that in chat there, and he might transfer it to the chat here so we can get everybody involved. We will do this tomorrow at noon, so that get that into me by noon. Okay, the first part of this is we are going to use Audacity, and you can remember that you can go to Audacity through our site, soundhealthoptions.com, go to Downloads, go to Radiation Software, which is also another free software, especially important for those people on the West Coast there. So if you go down to sort of the left side of the page, and it says download Audacity, and you can download this from sourceforge.net. I think it's 2.12. And then there is a textbook there for you. Double click on that, and it will give you all of the instructions to download this. And if you can't jump on our site, write to me, and I will send you the instructions to your website. So the first thing that we're going to do is use that Audacity, and it's free. It's not our program, so if it doesn't work on your computer or you download the wrong one, We can't help you because we don't know much about it. It's not our program. So we are going to put a microphone. I should have put a camera up so you guys could watch this. And we're going to give it to Amber, and we're going to take a 30-second vocal print. Now, red starts the recording. Gold stops it. And we're going to look right here at 30 seconds. And tell me, Amber, why you think you have a thyroid issue. Do you have any of those symptoms?
I have many of those symptoms. I have had where I've not been able to wake up, and I have slept hours at a time, weight gain, unable to lose any type of weight regardless of what I do. I have lost my hair completely to the point that I was actually considered a cancer victim by friends and family that hadn't seen me for a while. I completely went bald. And I just am swollen all the time, tired, exhausted, and just ready to take a nap.
Okay. In the beginning, we had the microphone too close. But I'm going to go in, and I don't save this. I export it as audio. And I'm going to say, Amber, radio, thyroid, so I can tell it apart. And I'm going to save this in a WAVES file. And I just created that so I can come and catch it easy. But watch this. We needed, and the instructions in the booklet, we need to cut out some of this. When it is truncated at the top like this, it's too loud. So I'm going to roll over it with my mouse, and then take up this little pair of scissors and go clip, and it's gone. And we don't need her stuff to make sense. The fact that we clipped out some stuff and the language won't make any sense, it doesn't matter, because the computer is only going to be looking at the sound. Now, we have to, once we edit it, we have to go back in and say, yes, I want to change that. Now, for some reason, you may want to keep it, and you could name it one or two, but you must change the name each time, or it's going to kick out the old one. Now, I'm not going to kill that. Just put it there. When, or right before the show, I went in and did something for Amber already, and we're going to repeat this, but I'm going to show you what we can get to, which is incredibly exciting. We're going to look at about 100 softwares at a time. This takes 12 seconds for it to come up. Thyroid essential. Well, I'll just look at templates. Instead of one thing, I'm just going to look at all templates. Well, it's supposed to give me a reading here. Maybe I just don't have it open enough. It does. It gives me all, I guess I have about 150 templates in here of all different kinds of things. But I asked the computer to put it in percentages. So there's the zero. She has nothing in Parkinson's, nothing in lipedema. But she has 49% and 71 issues that appear in thyroid. And that's pretty high. 20% is pretty high, and she's got 49%. So we're going to go back and look at how to enter her into this workstation, and it's soundhealthportal.com. So I'm going to go to Amber's client file, and I have to scooch this up a little, I guess. Here is the client files. Here she is. And I'm going to say we have a new voice file. I'm going to browse for it. And remember, I put it on the desktop in a WAVES file. Look how easy this is. So it's going to import that, and I'm going to say Amber March 2017. You can name this anything you want. And it'd be better if I named it something that was spelled correctly. So it imported that, and I'm going to save and close. Now, not even going to the WAV file, but just going to Amber's file that we just made. Well, I'm doing something wrong here. I just learned how to do this. Well, we'll click on it, and it's supposed to bring up a report template. There it is. So we could bring up, we have to bring up something in the beginning. So let's bring up two. Let's bring up thyroid. And the only reason I'm having a hunt for this is because I don't have enough room to go to the bottom. So we'll get that one. And let's also do lipoedema. I don't know if it's lipo or lip. Yeah, there it is. So pull points method. We're going to say active templates. I really want to go see all templates together, and it's not giving me that choice right here. Let's just see what's going to happen, because I feel very inadequate looking at this. She has a score of irrelevance of 301. Anything over 150 to 200 is really important. So let's see if we could go look at the rest of these templates. We just pulled that one. The computer did it. But let's... I've done something wrong here. And I thought, sure, I knew how to do this. Maybe I can only do one template at a time. That may be my problem. I want to go to thyroid. Now I have the thyroid and the lipoedema. I could combine these if I wanted to, but I think I just want to go to the report template and ask it to look at all templates together. And that is supposed to be right here, and it is not. It took me back to everybody. I'm totally out of Amber's file. .314 is the one we want to look at. I am just perplexed as to what I'm doing wrong here.
Do you need to check on the box?
Do I need to check on the box? Check here, you mean?
Yeah, like when you had all
and then
of them
open
up.
It. Amber watched me do this, so she knows it's possible. Now there's the 12 seconds, because it takes 12 seconds for it to go through all of them. So let's organize them by hits, no hits, no hits. Let's do it the other way around. .120 on Superbrain. Let's look at the percentages. Maybe maybe I don't have enough room here. Oh, there's the percentages. Because I didn't have it over far enough. So 45% of GERD, do you have trouble with not digesting things right?
I have acid reflux.
The acid reflux, well, that's what it says here. And then your thyroid issues is second. Bulimia, third. Statin drugs, are you on statin drugs at all? Anti-cholesterol?
Mm-mm.
No? Radiation? So it gives you the percentages. So this tells us, even though we looked at thyroid, what does thyroid have with to do with GERD? Well, I don't know. But it tells us where to go. So we can click on...
Has she had barium thyroid tests?
George wants to know if you've had barium thyroid tests.
What's barium thyroid?
They make you swallow this chalky stuff.
I don't know if I've had that. I know they test my TSH 3 and 4. So it usually goes through the blood work. I've dealt with this since 1988.
Well, not only can they do this with blood work, but there was other things here. They can test saliva. Let's look at everything they can test. Blood, stool, saliva, and urine. Hello?
Yeah, can I ask a quick question?
Go ahead.
What type of foods do you eat? China has been under investigation because they were selling cadavers as hamburgers. And
what?
They're also selling plastic as rice.
Who? Who's doing this?
China. China's imports.
China.
Oh, good grief.
Well, I'd love to tell you that I eat healthy, but that's maybe once a week. I do not have a good diet, for better lack of description.
Okay, Helen, you just grabbed my presentation, so I'm going to have to do something here because you have taken over the entire show, and I'm not even sure how to take it back. That's just chat. I can't get to participants.
Helen, move the ball back to Sherry.
She totally took over. I'm just dead in the water here. Okay, I got it back. But please don't do that again. It freaks me out, makes me look like a fool, and disrupts the show. So we have her information here about GERD. Let's go look at it. Since that came up first. And it says that zinc is one of them. And your zinc is high, which means the zinc is not working well. For those of you who have your cameras on, would you please shut them off? It just messes up our bandwidth. So in both times, it's zinc. So we would need to give you either the information about what happens with zinc. When zinc is too high, let's go look, because we can look at it on our site. We've left a lot of these things up for you to look at. So if you go to Sound Health Options, go to Downloads, and let's go to, I think it's on Radiation Software. Okay, somebody stole this stuff again. Quit doing that, people. It's not funny. Okay, if we go to downloads and go to Nano Voice. We can go down to the bottom, and there is what I call the green sheet. Well, I just told you the wrong place. But while I'm here, there are tutorials that you can watch to learn to do any and all of this. So we're going to go to Downloads to Radiation. It's under that where the book is, and it's a little green sheet. And I'm going to go to Minerals, and we'll look at zinc and see what else zinc needs. Now, adequate levels of copper, calcium, phosphorus, selenium.
What? We don't see the green sheet.
Says I'm sharing, George.
All we see is your screen.
SoundHealth.com. That's it.
Well, I've got somebody that is insisting on taking over what's going on. And I'll find out who it is here in a minute. And now they have... Can you still hear me?
Yes.
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 Somebody has taken over the program. So what do you...
Identify them and ban them forever.
What... Well, I can't get to them. What do you see now, guys?
The header that says SoundHealthOptions.com.
What part of SoundHealthOptions.com?
The banner at the website.
Providing tools and solutions in support of self-help. And then under SoundHealthOptions.com, it lists home clinical services, in the news, classes, so and so on.
Well, now it's coming up that WebEx is closing. So I may lose you at any minute.
The screen share option went away from what I can see. All we see is meeting info. We don't have a screen share option. You might try screen sharing.
Somebody
again.
Has their video open. Is that the person doing it?
I don't know. I got two threats this week. And it just may be the people doing this.
There was somebody with the initials RC that had their camera open.
Well, I can't even see the participants list. I can't see anything. I can't go anywhere.
That's Ratna Chintamanini. I'm crucifying her name, but that's RC. Sherry, we can hear you.
Okay.
If you want to continue.
Yeah, you just won't have any pictures. So
yeah,
go to Downloads, go to that green sheet at the bottom, look at zinc and see what else is needed to help zinc work, and you could do it nutritionally, or we'll take Amber back and give her sounds that will hopefully kick her zinc into working. Zinc helps the body heal. Zinc helps make insulin. Zinc helps calcium work. Somebody's got their mic open and they're breathing straight into it. Would you please check that? Thank you. So what else we would do there would be go to the thyroid portal, which I showed before, but you guys cannot see now, where it said zinc is too high. So I'm going to go on and look at her thyroid essentials. Marcy, can you give me back host?
She doesn't know how.
Right-click on my name and give me back the host position. Well, I'm looking at her thyroid. It says she needs calcitonin, and that one of the things the parathyroid does is help distribute calcitonin and make calcium active throughout the body. Without this, the body is susceptible to cancer. She also has a radioactive isotope, 131, very high. So as I look through this, I'll probably go back once we get off the air and fill all of this in. But for now, all of you can go to my.soundhealthportal and get an account, or you can go to soundhealthportal.com. I'm thinking any minute we're just going to crash here. So I'm just going to go on through what we have for her. Calcitonin, pre-protein, really important. Thyroid calcitonin. So it looks like we need to look at her parathyroid also. She has some vitamin A that's high. We do not want vitamin A high in this case. Thyroid stimulating hormone, activators. So the next step is to go through her file and see what sounds are most consistently high, and then we would take her into our bioacoustic lab and give her sounds and see what would happen. And the other point of this is we could try to do it with nutrition. And peanuts have zinc. What else has zinc in it? I can't remember.
Pumpkin seeds.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin seeds, great. So thyroid-releasing hormone, she has a lot of her hormones are out of balance. So we will try to report back on another show or so. We gave her sounds, and this is what happens. She has a thyroid, it's hormonal, it looks like, and genetic, and it's a thyroid dampener. So we'll look at that. But what I'm looking at online is probably 50 different things that are low or high or out of balance in her chart. And we would give her these reports and say, these are management reports. Take them to your doctor. Or we would try to help her bioacoustically in conjunction with her wellness provider. Richard, I just had something come up. Wait for the program to respond or close the program. I think I'm going to close the program. I don't know that it will let me back in.
Sherry, you don't show up in the participants list, so Marcy can't right-click on you to give the ball back to you.
Okay.
If Marcy's the host, we should probably stay here so you exit and come back.
Okay, let me try that.
I'll juggle plates.
Okay.
I used to be a drummer. I could play a drum roll. That would be really annoying. I have a question for anybody that's been using it. I'm going to answer Marcy's question about the nebulizer, because there were some questions about that. The nebulizer, well, the one in, they used to be heat-based, and now they have ones that act more like a humidifier, so they do it ultrasonically, and I use nebulizers like that. You do have to plug it in, which I actually prefer. It's about the size of a large salt shaker.
Hey, Marcy, just click on that ball and roll it up to Sherry.
Is Sherry back? Yeah, okay. And so then you put a liquid in the bowl, and then it vibrates that bowl and it turns it into a mist. And whether it's colloidal silver or it's a saline solution or any kind of liquid you put in there, even, a little distilled water and drops of essential oil, that will turn that into a vapor mist. And you could use that as an inhaler because it comes with a mask that's designed for respiratory therapy. but I use it for colloidal silver and other things. Okay, Sherry, looks like you're back.
Well, it looks like I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep, thank you, Marcy.
But it won't give me presentership. But let me just see if it'll share my screen, and we'll go from there.
We have your screen.
Okay. So what we were going through is looking at all the GERD, and it says here that zinc is too high. So the next section we did was go over to downloads to the radiation software and look at zinc on this green sheet. And this is available for anybody who wants to download it. And this is what we need to look for to see if she's getting adequate amounts. And she's way overloaded on vitamin A. So we have to take this vitamin A down so that her zinc will work. This is just puzzles. So as we work down through, the zinc is part of GERD. And we look at medications and enzymes, thyrotropin-releasing hormone, more zinc, and it says it's high. It gives you directionality. So we need a way to make the zinc do its job in the body. This is a form of vitamin A. It's too high. We want to kill that. Here is T2. Formic acid, more zinc, more zinc, more zinc. Thyroid stimulating hormone. Those are low. So we would have to find a way, or go to the conventional doctor or find a way to provide her thyroid stimulating hormone. Well, I look at this, it won't work because it's the receptor. So even though they give it to her, the receptor that binds with it and pulls it into the body and makes it useful, it's not going to work. We're going to have to do this by sound because, well, serotonin's about the only receptor I can think of that's regularly closed, open. GABA is the other one. But this is all receptor stuff. Look at this. GCMB, glial cell missing homolog B. Master regulator of parathyroid development. I don't know what that is or what it does. So I'm going to click on it, and it's going to take us, well, I just lied. This says there is no such thing. Glial cells missing gene thought binary switch. That doesn't tell us a lot, and I thought I was just going to be so smart that I'd just be able to click on that and we could go looking at it. Mutations associated with hypo, low thyroid, may mediate effect of calcium on parathyroid. And it even gives you a relevance. The higher the relevance, the more you should look at this. Now I'm going to unclick everything here. Well, I thought I was. Wasn't up far enough. Collapse all so that we can see these two things that we looked at, 24% and 9%. So we had this high count on GERD because it's only probably two or three things in it. So we can open this, if I can move things up a bit, and look at the relevance and the count. There's 20% and 4%. This 4% occurs three times. So it's more important because it occurs more than once throughout the vocal print. So we open that and it gives us the relevance. And it tells us this one is the most relevant we could look at. And it looks like it's a medication for salmon-derived nasal calcitonin, which the parathyroid helps regulate. And that's the one that's associated, when it's unbalanced, it's associated with cancer. And when you have vitamin A too high.
Can we run it through the radiation one to see if the if it's part of the cause?
We can. So that appears more than once here because it's the lowest low and the high. So it appears more than once in her chart. And there's the iodine that came up with the radiation. And it is high. So, yes, we need to get control.
Maybe it's Fukushima radiated salmon.
Do you eat
that? That's what I think, because they've been showing all kinds of fish with these weird growths on them now.
Well, she says she doesn't eat salmon.
I don't eat seafood.
She doesn't eat seafood at all.
Any iodine at all? Any kelp or anything to help with iodine?
So it's,
yeah, but it said the medicine was salmon derived.
Okay, well, let's go look at the report template radiation.
And do you take vitamins or herbs?
Mm-hmm.
What companies do you use?
At this point, I might not take anything.
She doesn't take any nutrients. Does she live near a nuclear plant? We live, the nearest one to us is Three Mile Island, which blew up, and then Galveston and Galveliss. So we live within 50 miles of a nuclear plant.
Hmm.
Radiation, let's check that out. And see what her score is. Count 15, 11%. But I have seen radiation cause thyroid problems, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's, tremors. So she has this radioactive 131 that we need to get rid of. That will attack your thyroid. And it's in here way more than once. Okay, we have about 3 minutes. I had one announcement. We're going to take her into the lab. I think we need to detox her from this iodine. I don't know how we could test her for that, but that's all through this iodine, iodine. For those of you who are bioacoustically trained, you know how to do this. But I wanted to make an announcement. We had a little boy in from school, and he had Pfiff's disease, which is a rash, and it's highly contagious at one point, but then once they get the rash, it isn't. For those of you who are bioacoustic practitioners, the frequency that kept coming up was the skin respiratory frequency. So if you've got kids in your neighborhood and you want to try that.
Can you spell the name of that? I couldn't quite hear it clearly.
F-I-F-T-H. Fifth disease, like the number five.
Thank you.
We will be giving hints and tips like that. We hope a lot of you join us in our five-day professional class that's coming up. If you need a scholarship, let us know. If you're in a certain geographic location, that may be possible. But we have a five-day course coming up. And we also have an additional course coming up this Saturday for anybody that wants to learn to use this portal. And it's 12 to 2 Eastern Time on Saturday. So get in touch with me or Richard or the office or our website, soundhealthoptions.com. And if you have other people who would like to join with you and train in this to set up a bioacoustic center, you can see that this is absolutely going to be a great way to do predictive bioacoustics. We can screen for, looks like, over 100 things almost simultaneously. This is the medicine of the future. Jump on board now. I am just really tired of Obamacare and Trump care and affordable care and unaffordable care. We need to take this into our own hands.
Sherry just had a thought about the iodine, the radioactive isotope. It might possibly show up if someone has had a lot of scans, medical therapies, medical scans. It can be injected and maybe not removed, you know, injected for tests, and then the body holds on to it.
Well, I will get in touch with Dr. Apsley and find out how we can test her for this. But remember that bioacoustically speaking, almost everything is something else. And when we go to our radiation and the charts there, radiation charts, we can look at some of the nutrients that might negate that iodine. Glutamate, glutathione, cofactors. Oh, look at that. It messes up your zinc. Isn't that awesome? Do you have any trouble swallowing?
At times.
At times?
At times.
Well, this will be a fun thing to do tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Thank you for being here. Any last thoughts, Richard?
No, it's an adventure. Great show. That was fun.
I will cut off all that garbage in the middle.
Yeah.
I'll have this up probably tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Remember
Thank
that
you.
We're going to be the drawing. And if you have friends who want to be part of the drawing, get in touch.
All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the weekend. Week. Oh, sorry. I'm already into the weekend. I'm still last weekend, actually. And this coming weekend, we're talking to... I can't
How
remember.
Not to Die.
How Not to Die. That's it. It's a catchy title. I love that. How Not to Die. There you go. All right.
How Not to Die Prematurely.
There it is. That's what it is. How Not to
it's
Die
about
a Premature
using,
Death.
Using
yeah.
food to, present, to prevent disease.
Radical.
Later.
Bye-bye, everybody.